I've been looking forward to this one. As I think I've said many times on our show here, I love the idea of entrepreneurs. We need people who think, I hate to say the cliche of outside the box, but it's easy for us to get caught up in, well, I got to go to my job, I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to make a job. How many hours can I put in, etc. That's fine. You take care of your family. But there are those who have an idea, who have a path forward, and they think, how can I get this off the ground? Doesn't have to be a reinvention of the wheel. Maybe it's just a service, a product, something that already exists that you're going to do better, or you just provide that maybe it's not being provided for. You are an entrepreneur, and we love you, but it takes money. There is a thing called the Michigan Innovation Fund, and Patty, I hope I'm getting your last name right, Patty. Patty Glaza, Idea Ventures, she's with us this morning. Patty, am I getting your last name right?
Yes, good morning, Mike. It's Patty Glaza. Yeah.
Glaza, I got it. Okay, because as soon as I said Glaza, I said to my producer, you watch, I'm going to say Glaza. She'll say it's Glaza. But no, thanks. Okay. The Innovation Fund. Tell me about this, and are there certain specific business types that this goes to help?
Yes, absolutely. So the Michigan Innovation Fund is designed to support early stage, high growth, potentially high tech, but as you noted, entrepreneurs come in many sizes and flavors, but really trying to promote and get capital to companies that are creating high paying jobs and retaining our strong talent here in the state.
All right. And generally high paying, when you say high paying these days, that's high tech. Give me some examples.
Sure. So, a great example that folks may or may not know about is a company that wound up exiting, selling to Cisco. The company is called Duo Security. Doug Song was the CEO and now has been extremely active in the entrepreneurship community. He started his business from scratch, trying to keep our phones, our computers, our data safe from cybersecurity hackers. Hmm. And so he built that company from the ground up and wound up selling it to Cisco. I believe it was about a decade later, but helped a lot of really high tech jobs here in the state. And supported, and a lot of people, protected, had their data protected by this company as well.
So, is this a starting point, or is this after some funding has already, people have already gone to Uncle Ben or Uncle Tom or whoever? And they go, hey, you're my rich uncle. Can I borrow X amount of dollars? Do they have to prove that they are already getting going, or can they? They have to business plan, and they just can present it. And whom do they present to?
Yes, great questions. So there are five different organizations as a part of the Michigan Innovation Fund. There's, and they're all extremely well established. Teams that have been working in the ecosystem for years. So that's Ann Arbor Spark, the University of Michigan's Accelerate Blue Fund, Michigan State University's Research Foundations, Red Cedar and Michigan Rise, and Western Michigan University's Biosciences Research Commercialization Center, along with ID Ventures, which is a part of Invest Detroit. Okay. So typically, it is post-ideation. So we are looking for teams that have been able to bootstrap far enough to show they have some early customer need. We call it product market fit, so that we have some sense that there are customers that are going to want the product or service once it's developed.
This is a grant, not a loan, right?
Correct.
Okay, Michigan Innovation Fund. Where's the money come from? Is this a nonprofit donation type of deals?
So, yes, this is the dollars are coming from a program called the Venture Michigan Fund. The Venture Michigan Fund was established in 2003 to support early stage startups in the state by funding venture capital funds, investing in them. The fund now has a balance of over $100 million. The dollars have come in from startups that have had exits that were in the fund. So it's basically what I would say is it's innovators are funding this next wave of innovation in the state. So we have a source of capital, and the dollars that these funds will be investing when the returns come in, and this is why we're calling it evergreen, is that these funds get recycled into the next set of entrepreneurs. So it's a revolving fund that allows us to be investing in innovation here in the state for decades to come.
It's like a self-funding sort of rolling snowball, which is pretty cool. We're talking with Patty Glaza. Patty is the executive vice president at Invest Detroit. And a managing partner, I think, called ID Ventures. So what I'm hearing here is it's mainly high tech, which are generally high-paying jobs. Somebody's got an idea. Maybe they already work in that industry and they're going to do something else. Maybe they get a small group together. How do they need to put a business plan? And if they don't do it this way, let me just suggest Shark Tank. Just do like a Shark Tank scenario and have them come on and pitch. You know what? That would be kind of a cool thing, wouldn't it?
That is a cool thing. And I do think we have some forms of pitch competitions here in the state. Nothing Shark Tankish. I'm not sure. We're all Midwest folks, so maybe not that sharky. but we do have to be good stewards of the dollars, right? So we have to make sure entrepreneurs, they don't need like a 100-page business plan. That's not the type of work we do. But we do need to make sure that the company's in good standing, that it has a model that we believe will benefit, that will be able to be grow and scalable, and so that the dollars are invested wisely.
If you want to, let's say you're sitting here having a donut this morning and you're hearing this, you're going, gosh, maybe, I don't know, maybe let me call my buds. You need to get the information. Is it idventures.com? Did I read that right?
Yes, that's true. That's correct. idventures.com. And we do have a contact form. Now, just to be clear, the Innovation Fund is not funded yet. So we still have about the process of going through the legislative system and then being allocated if it passes. So we're looking at more of probably a January 2025 when the fund's active. But all the funds I mentioned, including idventures.com, we do have funding for early stage entrepreneurs. So if you are entrepreneur in the state of Michigan and you'd like to see whether your business is applicable and would be eligible for funding, and these are investments, so they're not grants. They are investments into the company. You can reach out to us through our website, and we're happy to take a short call with you.
Now, I want to make sure I'm clear on this, because if somebody wants to open a dress shop, you're not talking about that. You're talking about big, you're going to have a warehouse and a building and a break ground and hire a bunch of people, right?
So you don't necessarily have to have a physical space. So many companies these days, especially in the technology economy, can be virtual. So you could have someone sitting in Lansing or Detroit or in Northern Michigan. So it doesn't have to have a physical warehouse. But yes, we are looking for companies that are interested in scaling from, a small new company into kind of a hundreds of millions of dollars business, hopefully. But it doesn't just have to be tech. We have funded companies like Breadless, which is a innovative food concept that was started in Detroit that is really trying to provide gluten-free, healthy alternatives to fast food. And so their business plan is to scale nationally. And so it is a high growth business that we do support.
Okay. Now you're dead, because if you start talking tech, I just glaze over. but this is, I love this. I like this. Okay. The Michigan Innovation Fund. Look into this. Patty, we're up on time, but I want to stay in touch with you. This is great. Entrepreneurialism. You know, maybe you've got some idea on the back burner. Maybe you need a team to help you out. There's all kinds of help out there for business, but you got to find it. And this is one of those. Go to idadventures.com/mi-innovation. If you just go to ID Adventures, you're going to find what they're going to find the form, right?
Yes, they will. Absolutely. There's a contact form.
Right. Excellent. Hey, Patty, we're up on time, but thank you so much. And we'll stay in touch on this thing and let me know how we move forward. And if I have a groovy idea, I'm calling you, okay?
Sounds great, Mike. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. See you later. Patty Glaza. That's pretty cool. Business, man. Shark Tank. I want to be on the Shark Tank panel. I have no money to invest, but come talk to me. That'd be cool. 1320 WILS. Mike Austin back in a minute.